Everyone know Reb Schachter, Reb Jonathan Schachter? He teaches one of the mornings here at Shirim. It's his first year here. So yesterday, Reb Schachter, during his meetings with guys, he has different routes. One of them, he goes on a walk with Gabby Green, however often they meet. Oh, he's speaking tonight. Okay. Come in. He goes on a walk with Gab Green however often they meet. And I happened to be outside yesterday, and he told me, why don't you join me for the walk? So he was telling me when he was at Frisch had like a 3-year cycle with the Gemara they learned. And then when he came to Leibetor, he said, actually this year, he think he found out they were learning Kedusha the first day of Yeshiva. So he said he's a step ahead for next year. He already knows what they're learning. But he said they have a 3-year cycle here. And he was very upset. I'm like, why? That's awesome. You don't have to prepare. You know, you have the same stuff every year. He's like, no, it's terrible. I need some life. I need some hischatshus in my life. Because when you're always doing the exact same thing, it's like Reb Simcha told me, I gotta change up my run routes. He said, I had a great route last night. And I started running at night only. You gotta change up your routes. If you're always doing the same thing, it's not so exciting. He wants to expand in his learning and to feel real newness. And we really need that in our life, because when we don't have hitzchatches and we don't have anything that's new, life just gets brutal. That's why I don't know if it's intended. I mean, I think Rabboz would like have a fit if that was the case, but I don't know if the Shtibel minion, like, it's done sporadically, because if that was done every day, that wouldn't work either. Like, you need to have different, like, okay, you come to this minion, and then, like, you just need to have, like, a different flavor. Like, you know, whatever a normal davening is, then you get, like, Rambo in a crazy mood to get up and, like, daven like a marv. It's just going to be a different feel than, you know, the traditional marvs that we have going on at Leva Torah, Mincha Shachas, whatever it might be. So we really need that in our lives. The Torah starts in Parshas Bo. The first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And the question everyone asks is, okay, why, that's the first mitzvah. Like, the whole point is to keep the mitzvah. It's like everything else. Like, it's fun to know, like, what happened with Yosef and his brothers, but that's not really all that relevant. Like, what's relevant is to know what the big 613 are. Like God doesn't care that I know that, that Rivka and Yitzchak had twins, Esav and Yaakov. Maybe he does care, but he does care that we're going to observe the mitzvahs. So, okay, that's a good, so the answer that's generally given out is that we needed to have the ma'isim first, because if we just have mitzvahs and we don't know what our avos were doing and what was going on and with brothers, like, you know, if we didn't have the story with the Mechiras Yosef, so what's going to happen? I'm just going to say, for argument's sake, that Shua has a brother. Let's just hope I'm right. So let's say Shua one day wanted to first kill his brother. Then he decided, you know, I'll just throw him, you know, I'll just sell him and throw him into a pit. You know, instead I'll do that. Shua's going to come home that day, like, and he's going to try to make sure he stays away from, like, you know, the dangerous part of Chi-Town. He's going to come home one day, and Shua's going to be like, oh gosh, maybe that was really, really bad what I did, and maybe the world's going to end. And then he's going to be like, no, there'll probably be some form of famine coming on in the world, and my brother needs to go into this pit to end up in, like, Nicaragua, and he's going to save, like, the whole world through doing that. So we definitely need that. But the idea behind getting back to why is Rosh Chodesh and the first mitzvah is because Rosh Chodesh resembles the idea of new. Every month is new. It's not like one whole year that you start the year and then it's over. I mean, we do that. But we have in every single month, we have a new month. And that idea is vital. It's vital to our lives. We need to live with that vigor. We need to live with, even though I'm not in college currently, I'm able to use words like vigor. We have to live with that excitement and that constant energizing ourselves and looking for things that are new. When I got married, my Masader Kedushin, it's a Shem, the right time for each and every one of you, he said a line, which is, it's like, it's hard to, like, fathom, because as you go through, you know, I mean, it's a Shem, you have a happy marriage, so that changes stuff. If you have a not happy, like, you can definitely see it, but, like, as you go through your marriage, like, it's still hard to think, like, he told us, like, you know, every day of your marriage should be better than the previous day. It should be the best day you've ever had. And that's a very nice thing to say. But, like, you know, the wedding was, like, first of all, like, you know, I've never had a day that I made that much money. So that in and of itself was exciting. That's not the only reason to get married. And not even a little, that's not even our reason. Even if you make zero, that's not our reason to get married. But, you know, the wedding was very exciting, and it was high energy, and I was starting the life with my wife, and that's the reason why you get married. And I was starting all that. Like, it's hard to like fathom that every day is better, but it's that exact idea that every day needs to be better because every day has to be a different element. Like, when you go through, like, I'm sure they've had like a movie that came out like yesterday that's like this, but in my time, like, this movie Groundhog Day, which you're just repeating history, you're repeating, like, and you just come back to the same day. I mean, every year they probably come up with a movie like that. You're starting everything again. It's terrible. So it's so boring. Like, it's so hard to do that. I think that's like the detriment of yeshiva. Like, Gabi knows. Gabi knows. You have a question?
I don't know.
Oh, you're just like acknowledging. Like, you agree?
Your mom has spoke once about how you can enter and exit two separate doors and make measures for that exact reason. It's like a halakha or something like that. You're not supposed to enter and exit the same store and make measures. The reason was because it gets boring.
Okay, yeah, exactly. See, you never ever Bachlis. No, it's the exact point that there needs to be some level of excitement. Otherwise, you know, it's just like really, really, it's really, really bad. Like, it's brutal. Like, I don't know, maybe in college is why you take different classes. If you took the same class every day, you'd lose your mind. I don't know, maybe they just want you to waste your time and take classes that are pointless. I don't know. But in any event, to take that on, and you know, an idea that I started last year, and I had Parshas Bo, Daka, as we got to this mitzvah, and basically every single day when I play, and there's certain days, like, I can't, I daven the Sikkin, it's not a humble prayer, it's just, it happens to be the case, and I'm generally in shul before Zman of Talis and Tfilin. So there are days, like, you know, you see, like, Rav Tanel comes in, and there's these other cronies that are very makbid to put on Talis and Tfilin, like, early as Zman. I happen to not know that's like actually sourced anywhere. I'd be like a little nervous because you're relying on clocks, and if the clock is really off, or my zmanim is really off, and you're making a bracha like really before this. I'd probably be a little nervous, but in any event, you know, there are people. Some days, like, you know, you're in the middle of learning to like do that is like annoying, but there are days that, like, I have to put on my tefillin when that earliest time is. I'm like Ethan when it comes to mincha. Like, my body's mamish on fire. It's like I'm putting on his garter. Like, I'm just like, and Weiss Wolf putting on their garter. I'm just on fire. I'm putting on the garter of my tefillin. Like, there's this absolute fire. The last year, Parshas Bo, I made like probably 95% of the days. You know, it's early. Sometimes I'm still sleeping when I'm putting on my talis and tefillin. But 95% of the days, like, I've had in my mind, I'm putting on tefillin for the first time in my life. Like, when you're putting it on, actually for the first time in your life, and, you know, it takes you like 12 minutes to put it on, and you're hoping someone will help you, like, make it a little quicker because you don't know what you're doing, etc. But, like, having that actual feel, and it's just changed everything. Like, I'm so like excited and on fire in the morning to be able to get my tefillin on. And there's a ma'aseh also with post after Pesach, right? You know, Ethan, we put on tefillin on Pesach. And certainly not in Eretz Yisrael. You'll get thrown out of the minyan if you do that. Maybe in Chutz Lars it's more accepted. But the Yisrael Rabbanim would wake, they wouldn't sleep the night after Pesach, the night after Sukkot, because they had to, like, they were, no, I don't know, maybe they didn't have alarms back then, but they just weren't accustomed to getting up so early, I don't know. But they weren't taking the risk of not being able to put on, you know, tefillin the first available time after not being able to put it on for a week. And that's that exact thing. You have to have, if it's just the same thing every day, like, why would I ever be excited to do that? Like, you know, I thought, like, not even marriage, I don't know if this pertained to any of you during COVID, the beginning of COVID, but taking out garbage took on a meaning of its own during COVID. Like, oh my God, I get to leave the house. And, like, you know, I'm going to the furthest garbage can. I'm doing laps around it. You know, it's a 25-second process. It turned into, like, you know, 14 and a half minutes, 9 times a day. Like, I don't care if we go through a garbage bag. Like, it's so worth even getting, like, the Costco brand that are more expensive. Like, it's so worth paying that money to be able to, like, have more and more garbage, you know. And they're like a level of excitement. I was leaving the house. So yesterday, we were doing some work in my house. We had my garbage, like, full of sand and dust. It was beyond heavy. I did not, after running 8K, I was not so happy to take out the garbage yesterday. I think the hetzchatshus of taking out garbage had worn off. But once upon a time, it really carried that weight. And if we view tefillin in that same lens, that, yeah, I'm excited, I'm happy, this is amazing, great mitzvah that I had the opportunity to do, then it's not going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll put it on at like the 3:30 mincha. Oh, what a my pet peeves. My greatest pet peeve. I'm gonna put it on at 3:30. Oh, yeah, but what was the difference? I put on tefillin then, or you know, I went to the bathroom then. You know, my nakamina. It's all the same thing. But if I view it, oh, this is something new. I didn't do this yesterday. It's the first time today. That I'll, you know, tomorrow. Yud Dalid Iyar. Tomorrow for the first time, I'm putting on Pesach Sheni. I'm putting on my tefillin for the first time. It might be even for Shana Becca. There's a bunch of Shana guys here also. It might be easier to wake up tomorrow for Shana. I know Friday Shachar to Leva Torah is as optional as anything in the entire world.
Benching during the week.
Yeah, benching during the week. On the same, exactly that. And I once heard, this was an eye-opening event for me. I actually tried doing it. It really messed with me doing this in many ways, but it's a cool idea nevertheless. Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, who was the revered Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, and really took it to what the Mir is today. Even though, you know, I might dress his way, I hold by the Mir and Lima Torah on the highest and highest of levels. And you know, I'm not going to say anything controversial. We've been down that path before, especially recorded. But I'm not sure anyone's doing more important things in the world than, you know, having 10,000 people meeting every single day, morning, afternoon, and night to learn. But Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, he used to. I never met him. I don't know. Like, some rabbanim have like ADD, so like that. This could maybe be an ADD tendency. I don't know if he did. He would set his alarm for a different time every single day. He never woke up the same time every day. So I tried doing that, and then like it really whacked off my, you know, between that and not having coffee anymore, it like really whacked off my body, and I wasn't able to handle it. It did not work for me personally, but he tried doing that. And someone asked him, like, why do you do that? They just get up the same time. And it's like, no. But if you get up, well, you get up 5 o'clock every day. 5 o'clock is amazing. You know, you should be able to, when you're married and you're working and you're having kids and, you know, you're able to wake up at 5 o'clock to daven and learn. That's amazing. You wake up at 5 o'clock. But once you do that, you're set in, I think, 5 o'clock. Now, I'm going to tell you, like, when you try shifting things around, like, it messes with you. Like, our bodies do need a level of consistency. Like, I don't know, maybe Rav Asher will tell you, like, better not to do that because it's not good for your body. I don't know. It did a lot of, you know, whatever. It wasn't great for me. But the reason he said that is, like, you don't want to be defined. I'm a guy who wakes up at 5. Like, you, because then it's always the same. I always wake up at 5. I always do this. I always do that. I never, ever imagine going to a different level. Like, David Siegel Bilber, I remember we had talked last year about, oh, it's just a hog, or it's just a soft touch. My body's like, you know, I'm always going to do that. And like, there's never like imagining anything outside of the box. Like, we have to be, we'll get to you in a second, we have to imagine a little bit outside of the box and having a level of newness. Because when I wake up at 5 today, and 5:02 tomorrow, and Shas wakes up at 4:58 on Sunday, and now all of a sudden, like, it's different. I'm not a 5 o'clock guy. Every day has its own meaning and its own value, and that will just carry incredible weight. Yeah, Asher, what was your question?
No, I was gonna add on to what you were saying about
tomorrow. Always add on.
Like, if you think about just tomorrow's Friday. So you won't put on tefillin after tomorrow until Sunday. And like the fast Hashanah, like
really sucks.
Like, no, like if you think about it, like anything can happen. Like, I can put on tefillin tomorrow and then get hit by a car. So that'd be the last time I put on tefillin.
That's a show.
No, I'm saying, like, you have to think about it, like,
His point is you never know. So like, you have to make sure you're doing it, but also like there has to be excitement, because if we're just doing it, then we stop doing it. Like, it's very
living my life like I'm going to die.
Yeah, don't think you're gonna die. You know, we have great therapists on staff to help with people think they're gonna die, but I hear you're bored, but don't think you're gonna die, because we want you to be very much alive.
I don't think anything, but
I can't imagine you being dead. That now that thought is gonna dampen my Shabbos parts as ever. Yeah, David.
What I'm saying, I get what you're saying about everything, is there not a value of consistency as well?
Yeah.
No, okay.
As in, for example, for the guy who wakes up at 5, every single day, whatever, it's a different time of day, it's like 5:01, 5:02, 4:59, everything like that.
It's different.
But as I do the schedule, I go, it takes me exactly 8 minutes to get ready from when I wake up to when this happens, I can maximize your time there. If you're always going crazy, then...
No, I hear what you're... That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it for everyone. I'm just meaning these aren't. That's not like.
It was just an example.
I'm not telling any of you to do that, and make sure you're waking up in time for whenever Shachar's in the yeshiva. I'm not telling you to do anything like that. But the point, and yeah, there's a lot of being consistent for some people. By and large, most people can't just be like, they will feel very, very little to their Avodas Hashem if they're doing the same exact thing every day. Do you have receives? Do you have Rishamais? Of course you have them. But more people fall into like the Ramon or the Eliyahu camp that they need, meaning of the world at large. Like, if I'm just doing the same thing every day, like, okay, it's great I go to this year, it's great I do that. And I'm like, okay, you know, I can't ever think about doing anything more more creative or more, like, I'm that guy. I'm the guy who shows up.
It's not more creative. It can be, you keep that consistent.
I'm over dramatizing. Yeah, of course you're right. Of course you're right. And then just lastly, and again, David, for all of you, just whatever it is that you need in your life, and probably davening is like the biggest element where we need this. I mean, it falls into other things as well, but davening is like, and I don't know if the survey was sent out to Shana Bet or it's meant for this, but when it comes to davening, when we're just doing the same exact thing and it really is like, at least by learning, you're not doing the same thing every day. Yesterday you did this in Kedushin. Today you did this. Yesterday you did Revi and Emor. Today you did Chamishi and Emor. You were Perakib Gimel of Shoftim. Now you Yadav. So that's always having an evolving change. But Shacharis is the same thing every day, except for Shir Shayom. Mincha and Maariv are the same exact thing every single day. So it's very, very hard. Like, you get into these routines, and just whatever it is that you need in your tefillah, like, you need to find. Well, like, I start again. This doesn't work for everyone, and everyone has different branches of what works for them. But like, I start like a lot of times, like, during Sukkot and Zimra, I do like walk around like where we daven, like as like, and sunrise is coming more and more, so it's like a nice. I'm not such a like. I couldn't care less so much about that, but it's like nicer to see that. Like, I walk up and down the block. That's a little bit. I want to get extra steps in, but like, it's also more like, it puts me in like a different element, because when you're always in the same place, yeah, I'm doing X, I'm doing Y, but here, like, I'm getting out, like, just whatever it is. Everyone has, like, for some people, it could be going into, like, the back room and, like, jumping up and down, like, you know, like they do before a basketball game. Like, they get themselves all riled up. Like, whatever it is that one needs to do during Shemoneh Esrei is a good aid to, like, taking a specific bracha every week. Every day, every week, whatever. They're like, I'm focusing on this bracha this week. The rest of my Shemoneh Esrei is insignificant. Of course, it's not insignificant, but for the, you know, for all intents and purposes, like, I just want to make sure that by Atacho Nein, I'm looking at it differently this week, and every word I'm looking at it differently than I've looked at it in the last few weeks. And it's a Hashem to be able to evolve ourselves through doing that. But in order to, like, really, now again, David's right. Like, there are people who can be pretty consistent doing the same thing every day, and like they're not stale. Like, you know, it's not, you know, there's certain foods that, you know, you can open up the thing and you can keep it out, it doesn't get stale. But, you know, if you leave your milk out unopened out of the fridge for a day or 2 days, I wouldn't recommend having that milk the next day. And you have like a rice cake that's open the next day, it's not going to taste. I love rice cakes. So even though I say they're not good originally, I love rice cakes. It's going to taste very, very different than when you open it out of the box. So it's the same thing for most of us. Like, if we do the same thing, we become that rice cake that's been open 2, 3, 4, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. But if we're always looking for new opportunities in learning, in davening, in chesed, in chevra-wise, you know, whatever that element might be, you know, you're going to see yourself differently. And by chevra also, we'll conclude with that. It works like that also. Like, you know, you could be here for a year, 2 years. Like, these are my chevra. I never branch out to other people. And then you start branching out to other people. So all of a sudden, like, you see a different sense of yourself, because I'm not only, like, this isn't even a D&D rip, but I like it. And I actually found this out from someone. They have different groups for each day. I like that. It's not the same people playing every single day. They have a Sunday group, a Monday and Thursday. Okay, and there's different chevras for each specific day, but there's something to take of that. Like, we're not always in that same element. Like, we're finding different zones of individuals for, you know, whatever. You know, you can have your friends that you talk Commanders with, and you can have your friends that, you know, you talk Baba Basra with, and you can have your friends that you talk college with, you know, whatever it might be. But having that, please God, we conclude, as our year is coming towards an end, but, you know, you have so much life hopefully for Asher also. You have so much life ahead of each and every one of you to find meaning and something new in each and every day to make the most of it.